Government tries to accomplish too much. It taxes too much. Come on, let's balance the federal budget. Do it. I'll sign it.
Republicans, what I would say is, this is genuinely smaller government. This isn't just smaller social and welfare program expenditure.
Most Republicans are conservative fiscally, and so are libertarians. We're not interested in taking your money and giving it to welfare recipients, and we're certainly not interested in giving your money to corporations either.
If you look at the philosophy of a conservative libertarian, conservative Republican, that is what a libertarian is.
If you want the Republican Party to get better and be more like the party of William F. Buckley, you do that by voting libertarian and sending them that message. In particular, when you're going up against somebody like Trump, who's all of a sudden we've got the Republican nominee calling for tariffs.
Well, I'm a constitutional conservative, and I think that the libertarian values that I've been hearing, especially from some of the candidates here, match mine. With Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee of the GOP, it distresses me very much. We had several good candidates, two of which I was interested in, both of which are gone, and I needed to find an alternative that's works for my values.
You got disappointed because someone didn't adhere to a certain principles that you were adhering to. I hope that you will give the concepts and virtues of liberty a deeper look and understand it's better for you, for your family, and for everyone else on the planet. And welcome aboard to our family.
At the end of the day, Republicans always talk about small government. They always talk about limited government, about individual liberty. And what candidate would speak more to individual liberty than the Libertarian Party candidate? Surely not Trump. So in that case, if you really care about individual liberty, if you really care about the values of Republicans say, then libertarians make sense as the only option in 2016.
You have somebody who will likely be on the ballot in all 50 states that was a former Republican governor. You may not agree with everything he says, but he's likely going to be the best that you're going to get. And as unfortunate as it may be to be in the situation, you may need to consider voting for the lesser of three evils.
Ronald Reagan said, if you're 80% my friend, you're not 20% my enemy. We have an issue right now. Our country's in crisis. Our state is in crisis. We need to find commonality. When the house is burning down, you don't argue about the color of the flowers in the front yard. You know, you find your place on the hose. Let's set some of those social issues aside temporarily.
So I would say to conservatives that I will defend their religious freedom. I will never make them bake the cake. And I will defend our country.
Come to the Libertarian Party because we have principles that if you perceive the fundamental truth of them, you will then perceive how they apply to everything, whether it's society or economics or the government.
If you actually believe in small government, if you believe that the government that governs best is the government that governs least, if you want lower taxes, if you want the government to, in effect, cut spending, not just pretend to cut spending 10 years from now or 20 years from now or make up numbers about smaller increases, but actually cut back the federal government's involvement in your life. If you want those sort of things that conservatives, going back to Goldwater, actually stood for, that the Republican Party just doesn't stand for anymore, the Libertarian Party is your political home.